प्रभा ले बाबा को साथ, उठो रे प्रिय आत्मन, जागो हे प्रिय आत्मन, फरिश्तों के संग संग बाबा है पधारे, फरिश्तों के संग संग बाबा है पधारे, प्रीतम से कर मिलन, जागो आत्मन, उठो आत्मन, आई रे प्रभा।
ओम शांति। Role of Bab Dada at Amritvela and responsibilities of children. Children's responsibility when Baba goes on tour. Make a list of your fortune from Amritvela. At Amritvela, the father himself wakes the fortunate children and also invokes them. Those who are extremely loving children and they have experience that even if they wish to sleep, someone is not letting them sleep. Someone is waking them. Someone is calling them. Do you have such experience? Do you see your fortunes in Amritvela? In the devotion, the devotees consider deities to be gods. Awaken them by ringing the bell, and here it is God himself who wakes you. How much fortunate you are. From Amritvela, Baba serves the children in the form of server and then invoke, come and experience the stage being equal to the father, sit with me. Where is the father sitting? In the high place and in a high stage. When you are sitting with the father, what would your stage be? What are you laboring? Why are you laboring? Just come and sit with me and you will automatically be colored by the color of the company. The stage will automatically become according to the place. The place has its own effect on your stage. Just as the place has an influence over the stage, in the same way at Amritvela, either go to the supreme abode or to the subtle regions and sit with the father. If the Amritvela is powerful, then help will be received automatically throughout the day. So keep your fortune in your consciousness. Wow, my fortune. That my day begins with God. Then look at your fortune further. At Amritvela, Baba is saying, make a list of your fortune, bhagya. List of your bhagya, your fortune. Amritvela is a time when everything happens without effort. Everything should flow like a music, like a free river. No stress, no tension, no effort. If the same task you try to do in the afternoon or evening, it will be tough. But if you do at Amritvela, it will be quite easy. And that should be the very first thought. The moment you wake up, you open your eyes. Who has woken me up? In bhakti, Baba said, deities are considered God and devotees, they wake up deities thinking of them as God. But here in Confluence Age, God himself wakes you up at Amritvela. And Baba is saying many of you have got that experience that even if you don't want to get up, somebody is shaking your bed. Somebody is invoking you. So the moment you open your eyes, that thought should come. What I have got. FAT. What is it? The moment you become Brahmin, you become fat. You get fat. Fortune, attainment, treasures. Bhagya, prapti, khazana. The moment you become Brahmin, you get fat. Physically fat also. So the moment you become Brahmin, automatically you become fortunate. In today's Sakar Murli, there's a new word, divine insight. Baba said you get third eye of knowledge, Jnana Chakshu. You get divine insight. Now you are becoming Buddhiman, intellectual. Now your third eye has opened. The world is vicious, dirty, willow the whips, runya kapani. While you have attained the highest. So make a list of your fortune. It's not that you sit with a pen and paper and try to make a list. Just churn, just flow, just float. Think what I have got. And the list should emerge on its own rather than you are making list. Automatically one after another. Things are emerging. So what are the fortunate? What are the advantages of staying in Madhuban? What are the advantages of staying in Mount Abu? First tell this. Yes, hill station. High mountains, fresh air, less pollution, more greenery, less traffic, lot of energy, calm, silence, hardly any violence, hardly any theft, hardly any quarrel. Atmosphere is so peaceful, handful of people staying here, and since lockdown, there is no tourist, so the atmosphere has become so pure. So Mount Abu itself is such a pure place. No wonder that Baba chose this place rather than going to Himalayas. It's not that there are less beautiful places in the world. He could have thought of Switzerland. He could have gone to Australia, anywhere. He was a rich man. Rather than coming to India, he could have gone anywhere. And in India also, Mount Abu was chosen. Why Mount Abu was chosen? There are so many other beautiful places also. So, there is definitely something. This is also a spiritual place. Lot of saints, yogis, rishis have stayed here. They have come here in the past. So many temples, but such temples are there in Kashi also, in Varanasi also. Such temples are there in so many different places of the world, in India. But still, this place, not just because of temples, not just because of spiritual atmosphere, but there is something else also hidden here. Some secrets. The ultimate secret we would never know, but definitely, this place is infused with divinity. There is a poem on Mount Abu which was written long back. Earlier they used to write it Abu, A-B-O-O. This was the spelling of Abu initially. So there is one English poet who has written a poem on Mount Abu in 1839, and the name of the poem was Hindu Temples on the Mountain Lake of Abu, which was published in Fisher's Drawing Room Scrapbook, 1839. It's a big poem. So, they have described the beauty of it, even at that time. Even when Vivekananda arrived here, and he stayed in Mount Abu for about 4 to 6 months near Toad Rock. Here, it is here in Mount Abu that he got invitation from the Maharaja of Khatri, and from there he decided the inspiration to go to America came to him in Mount Abu. So inspiration to go, and Swami Vivekananda's going to Mount Abu is the first ever event in the world history where somebody from India has gone on the world stage and showed the world what India is. And after that, so many people started going. First, Vivekananda. Second, Swami Yogananda. Third, Mahesh Yogi. Then, Prabhupada of ISKCON. And multiple people started going later on. But that was the starting. And the inspiration of going came to him at this place. So Mount Abu is not an ordinary place. It is a very special place. Now come to Madhuban. It is extra special. So place definitely has got importance. So remember your fortune, where you are. It's not that those who are not staying in Madhuban are not in Madhuban. Madhuban is not just the geographical definition. Madhuban is a tapasya place without walls. It's a hut without walls. It doesn't have walls. If you are with your mind in Madhuban, you are in Madhuban. Mentally, where you are? What is your consciousness? Where is the sphere of your consciousness? So Baba says, at Amrit Vela, remember your fortune. Make a list of your fortune. The moment you open your eyes, say, where I am? I am in Madhuban. Where? What is Madhuban? Remember all the names of Madhuban, one after another, and you will get intoxicated. This is the place where Brahma did tapasya. This is the place where Mamma did tapasya. Today is 1st of June and this is the month of Mamma. In today's Sakar, Murli Mamma said, Akhanda Yog, undivided yoga. It should never get broken. Sampurna Ichha. You should have complete desire, complete courage to become like the Father, full step. So this is the land of Brahma. This is the land of Mamma. This is the land of all Dadis who did tapasya. This is the land of all the Brahmins. Every Brahmin is always eager to come to Madhuban. When we will go to Madhuban? When we will do tapasya? But when they will come, again there would be crowd. And now such pin drop silence at Amrit Vela. I have never seen such silence in Madhuban ever in last 10 years. Such pin drop silence. So the atmosphere is so powerful, so divine. It just makes you fly up. But you can experience it sitting in any corner of the world. With your mind's aeroplane, intellect's aeroplane, just come to Madhuban. It depends upon you, which flight you board. There are some flights which reach at 2 a.m., some flights reaching at 3 a.m., some at 4 a.m. What flight you are boarding and what flight you are reaching? Reach early in the morning at 2 a.m. If suppose some Madhuban Nivasi is waking up at 3, so you are earlier than him in Madhuban. If you board the flight which reaches Madhuban at 2 a.m., so you get more time to spend here. This is a small area, but so powerful, very high vibrations. So make a list of your fortune first. Who wakes you up? What is my fortune? What is happening to me? Who has given me this fortune? You know, there are two things in life, in spiritual life. One is discipline. Do this, do that. Another is meditation. One is discipline. Does discipline lead to meditation? Maybe not. But yes, meditation definitely leads to discipline. One is You do this. You wake up at this time. It is so fearful. You don't eat. You do fast. It is so horrible. You starve. I am starving. I am feeling craving for food. It is so tough. This will never lead to meditation. There are people in the world like Jains. They do so much austere sadhanas. But do they reach God? No. Discipline doesn't lead to meditation. But yes, meditation can lead to discipline. Meditation means loving remembrance of God. So fill yourself with that love. That love will wake you up at Amrit Vela. It is not that discipline. Okay, I set the alarm at 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock and I must wake up. Not like this. But you are so much full of love that love wakes you up at Amrit Vela. In one Murli there was a slogan. God's love is the alarm clock that wakes you at Amrit Vela. So fill yourself with divine love. Love so that for this spiritual life that automatically you wake up. You wake up and then you see, oh, alarm is ringing later on. But you wake up first. It is a sahaj. It is easy. It is natural. It is effortless. The thing should become so effortless. You don't have to do anything. So it will be the meditation that will lead to discipline. Otherwise, discipline means rules, regulations, don'ts and do's. This is tough. This is stressful. The purusharth, the effort itself is stressful. While meditation means effortless effort. It is known as effortless effort. No effort, but yet effort. Invisible, visible. So adopt this path. In today's Sakar Murli, Baba said, it is not that here you stumble, but from the time bhakti started, you kept on stumbling. Dhakke. All the time you were stumbling. So discipline and meditation. So don't aim for discipline. This is Srimad, this is not Srimad. It is tough. It makes me stressful. Somebody says, oh, you should not eat this, you eat this. It is so stressful. I am habituated to this. How can I give up this now? It is stressful. The things should come naturally. Just as, who is a poet? Poet is somebody who writes effortlessly. And you cannot make him, oh, this is the program, write the poem on this. This is the song. This song should come automatically. If suppose I am told, write a song on him. Okay, I can write. I will join rhymes together and I can create a song. But this is a false song. The real song should come from within. The real song, a real poet will not write every day. Real poet will write only sometimes. When he will be moved from inside, then only the real songs will come out. Nowadays in this yajna itself, so many songs are there. But do they make an impact? There is more of music, jazz, and the expression, and videos, and more of clothes, and jewelries, and the lights here and there, and actions, and sceneries. And look at those Sakar songs, or earlier songs. Just one song, there is hardly any music. The voice is not very melodious. The voice is not very melodious. The voice is breaking in between. There is a disturbance. There is tabla. So, but they are so powerful. They just enter within, deep. And today's music, there's a pop music, pop spiritual music. They don't make any impact. Even though they have spiritual words, but they have no impact. Emotions are not there. But those earlier songs, they were sung from the heart. They were written from the heart. That's why they have the same effect on the audience which the singer and the composer had at that time. The lyrics are not very powerful, but the feeling, the bhavana is so powerful that they make an impact. That is why. In what stage you are writing, that is more important. Look at any painting. There are some paintings, why the paintings of Picasso, Michelangelo, they make the audience numb to think. They just stop the audience because there is life in them. They did not do it for money. So discipline is good, but discipline is the byproduct. Waking up at Amrit Vela is the byproduct of spiritual life, of your love of God. Bringing discipline in food is the byproduct. Brahmacharya is not the effort. Brahmacharya is the result of divine love. When you love God, how can you become impure? When you love God, how can you entertain any sensual thoughts? When you love God, His order is of paramount importance to you. In today's Sakar, Murli Baba said, study is done in Brahmacharya. Study is done in Brahmacharya. So Brahmacharya comes on its own. You don't have to make any effort for Brahmacharya, and your Brahmacharya will be real Brahmacharya. It will not get broken even in the dreams. And you will feel the power of Brahmacharya within you all the time, 24 hours. Your sleep is so pure. There are no vicious dreams at all. All the time there is a surge of energy. It is not that somebody's kundalini has woken now. All the time you are in the stage of awakened kundalini. All the time you are in the stage of awakened Buddhahood, consciousness, Sambhuti. So that is spirituality. Spirituality is not sitting at one place and doing nothing. It is like you are moving, you are doing all the work. And yet, there is a superpower within you, which you alone know. Because that is the power of unbroken celibacy. There is no leakage in last Sunday's Murli. The link is there, then there will be no leakage. Otherwise, there will be leakage. So at Amrit Vela, fill yourself with divine love. At Amrit Vela, fill yourself with meditation. And the discipline will be byproduct. And Brahmacharya will be byproduct. And throughout the day, you will get Baba's help on it automatically. You don't have to do anything. And there will be new situations every day. New paristhiti, new circumstances, new paper. Yesterday in our OPD, a new thing happened. One boy came and he started fighting. His mother had died. She had COVID. So he said, "Ki my mother had died." I said, "Yeah." So he said, "Why you people did her postmortem?" I said, "How you got to know that postmortem is done?" So he said, "Because I saw something wrapped here in her body." So it was a new situation. We told him, we never do postmortem. Postmortem is done in government hospital. But that was a young boy. Probably somebody told him, go and fight. Probably you will get some money or something like that. So put an allegation on them. So he said that you did a postmortem. So I told him, do you understand what is postmortem? Postmortem means you cut and then there are sutures. Were there sutures? He said, no, sutures were not there, but you did postmortem. So that was an innocent boy, young boy, maybe 20-year-old. So he was in that stage of shock already. So you know, new situations come every day. Every day, something new happens. But then Baba fills you with power to handle such situations. These are unforeseen situations, unpredictable situations. Suddenly somebody comes and does something else. You are not prepared for it. You can't even think that such a thing can happen. But it took us half an hour to convince him. Half an hour. He said, no, it was done. And why you did it? So how to convince him? That postmortem is done in criminal cases, not in this. When we know the cause of death. So it was a tough job. But still. So as Baba said, new situations will come to you. So at Amrit Vela. Make a list of fortune at Amrit Vela. Fill yourself with divine love at Amrit Vela. Invoke him at Amrit Vela. Feel that he is waking me up. He is with me and his help will follow you throughout the day. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. Make a list of your fortune from Amrit Vela. At Amrit Vela, the father himself wakes the fortunate children and also invoke them. Those who are extremely loving children and they have the experience that even if they wish to sleep, someone is not letting them sleep. Someone is waking them. Someone is calling them. Do you have such experience? Did you see your fortune since Amrit Vela? In the devotion, the devotees consider deities to be God, awakening them by ringing the bell. And here, it is God Himself who wakes you. How much fortunate you are. From Amrit Vela, Baba serves the children in the form of server and then invoke. Come and experience the stage being equal to the Father. Sit with me. Where is the Father sitting? In a high place and in a high stage. When you are sitting with the Father, what would your stage be? Why are you laboring? Just come and sit with me, then you will automatically be colored by the color of the company. The stage will automatically become according to the place. The place has its own effect on your stage. Just as the place has an influence over the stage, in the same way, at Amrit Vela, ether go to the supreme abode or the subtle region. And sit with the Father. If the Amrit Vela is powerful, then help will be received automatically throughout the day. So keep your fortune in your consciousness. Wow, my fortune. That my day begins with God. Then look at your fortune further. Om Shanti.